If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
847, we'll get you in the mood here for Peter Greenberg.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
That's you, right, Peter? In every port, you have somebody waiting for you. How you doing?
Yeah, let me tell that to my wife. Thank you so much.
Feel free to use that on your radio show, which, by the way, I was saying just a minute ago, fantastic show. It's on WGN 3 to 6 Saturday afternoon. You really have a lot of fun with that. It's informative, and we're enjoying it very much.
Well, thanks. And in fact, this week, it's all coronavirus stuff. It's everything you need to know. It's the updates on airlines, hotels, cruise lines, rental cars, limos, you name it. We're talking about it.
Well, what do you think about the bailout? What is it going to mean for the airlines? What is it going to mean for us?
Well, in the short term, it allows all of their employees to keep their jobs, because in order to accept the money from the government, the airlines have to basically guarantee that their current staff, not their executives, no stock buybacks here, just their frontline people, the airline pilots, the flight attendants, the mechanics, the counter agents, the ticket agents, keep their jobs at their current salary through September. Now, what happens after September is anybody's guess. I will tell you this, that in a memo to their employees, United Airlines has already told them they have their jobs through September. But they've also said in that same memo there will be furloughs after that.
What happens if we want to plan Christmas vacation and we're looking at airline schedules and good deals and we book? What are the chances that those flights will still be on the schedule by then?
Well, given recent history, about a 50-50 chance. Remember, the airlines, when they do come back, have already announced they're going to come back smaller with less routes, a smaller fleet, less frequencies. However, if you go online or you go through a travel agent, you'll notice that the airfares for Thanksgiving and for Christmas are not outrageous yet. And if you want to roll the dice, the good news is you can get some really great deals now for those usually high peak season destinations and flights. However, the other good news is the airlines had to learn a hard lesson, as we've discussed on your show and on my show before, that if the airline cancels your flight, under U.S. Department of Transportation rules, you're entitled to a full refund, even if it was on a non-refundable ticket. So you lose nothing at this point by making that reservation now, if you really know what your travel dates are hopefully going to be.
But we're hearing from a lot of people who are having trouble getting their refunds. What have you heard?
Oh, no. I heard that a lot 2 weeks ago. I heard that a lot 10 days ago. And, you know, I went on the warpath on this because it's an existing U.S. Department of Transportation rule. It's in the filings in the federal government. It's also in the contracts of carriage by the airlines themselves. They just weren't volunteering that information and wanted to preserve all their cash and steer customers into getting those vouchers good for a year. In some cases, they tried to give you a premium of about 25% on the dollar value of the original ticket that they'd apply to the voucher if you'd agree to let them have your money for at least a year. We're not banks. We're not in the business of loaning money to airlines, especially interest-free, I might add. So we reminded the airlines, as did the Department of Transportation, that they had an obligation, not to just U.S. airlines, Bob, but to any foreign carrier that flies to or from the United States. They were obligated to do the refunds as well.
You mentioned Thanksgiving and Christmas. What do you think is going to happen? And, of course, nobody knows the answer to the question of what part of the country is going to open when. But what about late summer travel?
Well, my guess is this. If we go back to 9/11 and look at our behavior following that terrible tragedy, Americans were afraid to fly over large bodies of water because of terrorism and airplane safety, and they didn't go, and they went to domestic travel. They're going to do the exact same thing now in the 48 continental U.S. states. You're going to see road trips explode. You're going to see RV sales and rentals explode. You're going to see national parks overflowing because people just want to, dip their toe in the water here. Mm-hmm. There's still not a lot of confidence out there, trust and safety, especially in terms of the virus itself. In the absence of widespread testing or a vaccine, people do not want to travel long distances.
I saw a headline the other day, 20 popular routes to the Caribbean available for under $100 in late 2020. A lot of that going on?
Oh, a tremendous amount. Look, it's the law of supply and demand, but it's not working, and I'll explain. Do you know what the airfare is right now? The round-trip airfare between Fort Lauderdale and Los Angeles? Round-trip, take a guess.
Cross-country flight like that round-trip, $200?
$38.
Wow.
And most of that is taxes. So, but by the way, having said that, is that driving a lot of traffic to those flights? No. They're operating with like 12 people on the plane.
Yeah.
And what the travel industry is going to have to learn is that they cannot discount their way out of this crisis. They're going to have to provide guarantees for us to build up our confidence that we're not going to go someplace and get stuck and get quarantined and be unable to get home. That applies to whether it's an airline flight or a cruise ship or a tour operator. And there are going to have to be new protocols in place for us to do that, regardless of price. But having said that, if you want to book a great trip to the Caribbean for, you know, $150, go ahead and do that, because the same refund principles apply.
That's good to know. There's a story today about Dubai-based airline Emirates beginning COVID-19 blood tests on passengers at the airport prior to flights. Is this the future here in the United States?
You can count on it. Think about this. It's not just foreign countries doing it. It'll be individual United States states doing it. You know, we call ourselves the United States of America. As we've seen in the coronavirus, there's nothing united about it. We're individual states with our own stay-at-home orders or not. So when this is all said and done, and we're getting at least that staggered green light somewhere down the road that it's okay to come out of your house and it's okay then to maybe travel, you're going to see one state after another trying to preserve their own borders and say, you cannot come, you know, to New York from Florida or vice versa unless you can guarantee us that you've either tested negative or, you know, or that you've got the antibody test saying that you're immune.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to start to happen. Nobody wants to be liable here. The liability issues are huge, not only in this country, but overseas. What hotel wants to let you or me check in without a guarantee that we're not carrying the virus?
Yeah.
Because if they let us check in and all of a sudden we infect five other people, those are the people who sue the hotel. So we're going to see a rapid protocol response here before anybody travels that will have new restrictions in place.
And when all this is over and we're flocking to get on vacation again, and the airlines, as you say, they've cut back, so all the flights will be full, does that mean the cheap fares are going to go away in a hurry?
Well, the whole business model of many airlines may disappear. Let me give you an example. Delta Airlines has already announced through May 31st, if you book a flight, not that many people are booking on Delta today, but the principle is you will not be put in a center seat. In fact, they won't even book a center seat. The dreaded middle seat may be a thing of the past. So you're guaranteed that nobody will be sitting next to you. The real key will be, and they're also changing their boarding procedures so that no matter what your frequent flyer status, if you're sitting in the back of the plane, you board first, because they don't want anybody having contact with already seated passengers as they're walking towards the back of the plane. Well, the question now becomes, when we emerge from this crisis, will those policies still be in place? I hope they will be. And if they are, we should also prepare ourselves for an average ticket cost increase minimum of $100 a passenger, because that middle seat may not be occupied.
Interesting. And I heard you talking on the air about reward points and redeeming them for donations. How does that work, and what's happening with that?
Yes, there are two great ways to do it now. Every airline has done a great job in matching mileage miles or hotel points in the hotel area, so that if you want to donate to some charities, they'll match it, and they'll use that to fly important medical personnel to their destinations, or fly supplies, or repatriate families. It's a great idea. The other thing that the airlines are going to do, and the hotels are going to do it too, is they don't want a discount when we come out of this. They don't want to ruin their rate. But what they are going to do is they're going to loosen up their frequent flyer or frequent stay programs and lower the eligibility levels to be able to redeem free flights or free rooms to reward their loyal customers. So for the first time in recent memory, you're going to have an opportunity to actually redeem your miles at a lower redemption level for something you've always wanted to begin with.
How about that? It's Peter Greenberg, and contrary to popular belief, he does not have a woman waiting for him in every port. Attention, Mrs. Greenberg. We're just fooling around here. Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg, WGN Radio, 3 to 6 tomorrow afternoon. You see him on CBS. I'm sorry, Saturday. I'm already on Friday here. you see him on CBS this morning as well. Always good talking to you, Peter.
Anytime, man. Talk to you soon.